Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Don, are you there?
I am here, Leanne, yeah.
So tell us, what are the president's plans today and any reaction that you are getting from the White House?
We will hear from the president himself. He will address the nation at approximately noon Eastern time from the cabinet room of the White House. So those will be the president's first official public remarks on this. His press secretary, though, today just held a brief session with reporters in his office just a little bit ago. And the quote we got from him is that the president believes this is very good news for the Iraqi people. He's happy for the Iraqi people. He goes on to say Saddam Hussein was a brutal, oppressive dictator responsible for decades of atrocities, and the Iraqi people can finally be assured that Saddam Hussein will not be coming back. He added, I think they can see this for themselves. So that's the official react so far from here.
How did the president get the news, and when did he get it?
He actually got a phone call yesterday afternoon while he was at Camp David. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called him, telling him that he had some very positive developments to report. But Rumsfeld often also cautioned that often these first reports are not always accurate. And the president says, well, what do you have? And Rumsfeld said, we think we have captured Saddam Hussein. And the president responded, well, that does indeed sound like good news. And the president then returned to the White House last night. That had already been planned. And at about 5:14 this morning, Condoleezza Rice, the national security advisor, after having spoken just moments earlier with Ambassador Bremer out of Baghdad, she then called the president to confirm that Saddam Hussein was indeed the person who was in custody. So that's the timeline.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. And as Don Gagne said, we will be hearing from the president at around noon. Don, thank you very much.
No problem.